If you're preparing to fire up the festive season with some online shopping to take care of your Christmas gift giving, well, you're not the only one, of course, but more people are now using their smartphone to do it. On the line to talk about all things Christmas, well, just about, is Cathy Jamieson from PayPal Australia. Thanks for coming on Tech Daily, Cathy.
Oh, great to be here, Andy.
Welcome back. Now, of course, many of us have been shopping online for quite a few years, but just how much is the mobile shopping landscape changing, or has it changed over the last few years?
Well, it's changing a lot. Australians love mobile phones. I mean, you just need to go out to a pub and see everybody looking at their mobile phones while also, you know, having a drink and chatting to their friends, or, you know, the amount of mobile usage on public transport. And it's the same with shopping. In fact, we're expecting about 40% of PayPal customers to shop with their Christmas presents using a mobile device this Christmas, and that's a 7% increase year on year.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I've got to say, I used to love when I was on public transport, taking the train home from the studio. I used to love doing a bit of a sneaky shopping on the way home. Fortunately, I'm saving money now by driving. Now, I've noticed you talk about the amount of shopping on smartphones increasing for you guys, but I notice here you're also sort of waving the caution flag this year. Should users be approaching shopping for Christmas this year differently on their mobile device to how they might do it from a desktop device?
Well, when you're mobile shopping, and there's going to be about 2.2 million of us who do use a mobile device for shopping this year, I suppose you just need to be careful because you're out and about. Mm-hmm. You need to check who's watching. So in the privacy of your own home, using a laptop, using a desktop, you know who's there. It doesn't matter as much, but when you're out and about, you should really have a bit of a look, you know. Mm. Is it private? Are you secure? You know, is the person next to you having a bit of a look over your shoulder? And make sure you don't enter anything sensitive if you feel you are in an environment where that sensitive information could be seen. Also, just like when you're online, you need to be careful about protecting your digital footprint and avoid sharing personal and financial information if you feel it's not safe. So when you're on the go, sometimes you're in a rush, you just want to get that sale done before you get off at the next bus stop. But just think, because there's more proliferation of phishing content around Christmas, and you just need to be a little bit more wary that what you're doing is safe and secure and from a trusted source. Another thing that's good, is if you are not sure your sale's gone through, or you just want to, you know, that little bit of extra comfort, you can always screenshot your proof of purchase once you've done something. Lots of phones can do that. You can just capture that screen and then send it to yourself as an image, just as a way of ensuring you've got that final transaction proof definitely sent to you.
Now, just rewinding a little bit there, you talk about some of those phishing scams that can catch people out. And I have noticed in the past that, I guess like many large companies, PayPal has been exposed to that sort of behaviour from cyber criminals. So maybe just talk us through, how do people spot an email that appears to be from PayPal that actually isn't?
Well, they can be from many different organisations. Sometimes phishers might pretend that they're from a bank or... there was a recent one that pretended it was from a utility. I've seen them come in from telco companies as well.
Yeah.
And what a phishing email is it just uses psychology. It looks real. It sounds real. Sometimes they say, you know, we've got an outstanding amount of $72.29, you know, that you haven't paid for your X or Y or Z bill. And the amounts can be small, and they use the psychology to get you to pay or divulge personal information. So the way to ensure that that's real is to just, you know, would the organisation actually send you an email? Have you ever received one from them before? And what's the URL that's actually associated with that email? You know, does the sending address, is it actually legitimate, or does it have extra extensions on it? You know, And probably the best thing to do is not do that on your mobile device. But wait till you get home and check it out properly.
And that other good tip from you also is just having asking people to have a look at, you know, who might be watching you on your smartphone. Because, of course, if you are on public transport, and I think we've all done this, you might be sitting or standing behind someone who's sitting down shopping online or texting their friends or whatever, and you might have a bit of a looky-loo. So I guess people should be aware of maybe more malicious people who could be doing something with that information, like you know, taking your login info as well, hey?
Yeah. In the same way that people can target ATMs and take pictures of people while they're on their ATMs. I mean, you can, you know, somebody can get your information while you're doing it, sitting next to them or sitting in front of them. So you just need to be careful and make sure that when you do enter that information, your screen's not easily visible and that you're aware of who might be looking at it.
Okay, Kathy, so you mentioned 2.2 million Australians are going to be using their smartphone for shopping online this Christmas. Is that just within Australia, or how does that convert to, you know, spending overseas?
Yeah, well, that's really quite amazing. So we're doing more and more via our mobile devices. But if you look at how much we buy and sell from overseas, our mobile commerce market cross-border has grown by an amazing 204%. Since 2013. So we are really part of that global mobile commerce market here in Australia.
And that must be great for retailers as well, surely.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Australians buy online for a lot of reasons, but a lot of us, in fact, about 63% of us say that we prefer to buy online because of the increased product choice. And you certainly do get that. And also, you just get your time back when you're buying online. 55% of people in Australia prefer to shop online because it gives you time back. And it certainly does. And shopping by your mobile device does that even more, because instead of having dead time while you commute, you can get really useful things done and buy your presents for your kids and your loved ones on the go.
Now, Kathy, those tips you talked about, I've also got those posted up at techdaily.com.au. And I've got to say thanks again for coming on Tech Daily today.
Thanks, Andy.